Hey guys, so today we're going to be talking about something that I had been thinking about for a long time, and that is how you can actually use user retention to keep your users engaged on your mobile app. And so in this episode, we're going to talk about how keeping users engaged is key to building a sustainable and profitable app, and we're going to explore some effective strategies to ensure that your users keep coming back to your app over and over again. So user retention is often considered more important than acquisition. And while this may sound a little bit surprising to you, while acquiring new users is very important, obviously, retaining them is actually what drives the long-term success and profitability of your app. Because even if you're getting millions of people every month, if you're having 100% of them churn out, then essentially you're not having anyone stay on your platform. And that's really what matters, is how many people are continuously using your app. So today, let's break down some proven strategies to master user retention for your mobile app. So the first thing I want to talk about is onboarding. So number one is onboarding. The onboarding process in your app is actually the first opportunity where you can make a great impression. So there was actually this study done by Localytics, if I'm not mistaken, that's how you pronounce their name. Well, basically, they just broke down how apps that offer a really good onboarding experience saw a 60% higher chance of retaining users after the first week. So just by improving your onboarding process in your app, you can retain way more users after X amount of days. So how do you actually do that? Well, I'm going to be breaking it down for you guys into three simple steps. So three steps to make your onboarding process better. Number one is you want to simplify the process. So everyone tries to make their onboarding process as complex as possible. They try to make it seem super cool with all these fancy steps and gimmicks, but the reality is users need to be able to come to your app and just understand it without any friction whatsoever. So what I would do is focus on how can you put together screens to guide them through the key features, but make sure that those screens are as simple as possible where it's not too much friction. Because if you have too many screens, or if you have screens that are really complex and have so many words, then a lot of people are just going to click through and then eventually drop off and they might never open your app again. So you want to make sure you find that balance between giving them the right info about the features, but then also making sure the screens are simple. So number two is going to be highlighting your value really quickly. You want to show users the immediate value they're going to get from your app as soon as they onboard. So this can be done through any tutorials, guides, videos, UGC, whatever that may look like. Ideally, I would try to find a UGC creator who can make a really, really good in-app video and show that right within the app as soon as people open it, because that's going to tell them that this app is something they should be using. And number three is going to be personalizing the experience. So obviously you want to ask your users for their preferences. Now, a lot of apps try to start off with just, you know, a simple interface, and that's really good actually. But over time, you want to figure out what type of users prefer what, and you want to tailor their experience from there. So for example, a kid opening your app may be very different from an adult who's working a full-time job, and both of them probably prefer a very different onboarding experience. And so your goal is to figure out how can you personalize that experience for that user. Okay, so that's number one, onboarding. Moving on to number two, which is going to be push notifications. All right, so let's dive into push notifications. When it comes to push notifications, you can actually significantly boost user engagement by just putting up notifications. But obviously, there's a fine line between being super helpful and then being very annoying as an app. We all know that one app or that product that gives us push notifications every second, and obviously that sucks. So we don't want to do that either. But at the same time, according to many studies, users who opt into receiving push notifications actually have 88% higher app engagement overall. And so I'm going to be breaking down three different strategies for user engagement with push notifications. So number one is a relevant and timely message. You want to make sure that you're sending notifications that are relevant to the users, to the people who are using your app, and making sure that it's at a time when they're actually engaging with the app rather than when they're off the app. And so if you can time it properly and you show them what they want to see, it's actually very helpful as a notification. Number two is segmentation. So you want to make sure that you segment your users based on their behavior and preferences. And this comes back to the other point with the onboarding, is really just personal notifications. And if you can give them personal notifications, then it's way, way more effective than just giving and spamming a bunch of notifications. And finally, number three is, if you think about it, people engage with notifications when they are catchy or they appeal to them. So I would think about not just having text, but thinking about images and videos in your notifications to really make them more engaging. So those are the two strategies, guys, for more better user retention, which is going to be number one, effective onboarding, and number two, push notifications. I'm going to be doing a part two and three of this series later on as well. So be sure to check out this podcast. Make sure to give us a 5-star review if you can. That would be awesome. But hopefully this was helpful. In summary, basically, you guys want to have a much more effective onboarding process and also give personalized experiences to the users as much as possible. And you can do this through push notifications and regular updates on your end. So hopefully this was helpful, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.